Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Virginia. Last name, H-A-Y-E-S.
Okay. And what is the reason that you're giving us a call today while I'm trying to pull up your order?
Okay. I'm just now kind of researching my charges on my Discover card, and I have been letting this go by. It looks like I'm looking at a February 26th charge of $7.95. And I believe that's probably been happening every month. But then another charge on March 2nd, there's a charge of $54.98. And that also took place in April and May statement. So I'm wanting to get these charges stopped.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking this is because I'm not pulling an order under your first and last name with your zip code, and I'm trying with the number that you're calling in. There's no records. By any chance, do you have a different phone number?
I gave her the two I have.
She didn't provide me with that information. I will need the other number, please.
Okay. Cell phone is 316-304-6492. And home number is 913-837-4492.
Thank you. Yes, the number that you're getting in contact with us today. No, ma'am. Unfortunately, there's no records with that number either or the other one. My last option will be trying to pull it up with your card information. I'll need the first six and last four numbers of the card. If we are billing you, it'll pull up that way. If we're not, it will show no records found.
Well, this, I had lost my Discover card, so the one ending in 4479, that was the old card. And
so what card is being billed, the old one or the new one?
Well, it's showing both. Okay, so the newest card is 8969.
And repeat that first and last name one more time, please.
Virginia Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
No, ma'am, there's still no records being pulled up with either or of the cards that you have provided me with.
Well, how can things be charged to my Discover account?
The only thing that I can advise you is for your financial institution to give us a call, and they have to confirm that we're billing you because there's no records being pulled up. And I cannot assist the customer without not having an account pulled up. I'm sorry.
Now, I do have, I'm verifying your phone number.
Oh, we have more than 300 companies now with more than 300 lines and different numbers. So when you call in, the system pulls up, and we can only search you in that system. We cannot search you in the other 300 systems that we assist with. If we were billing you, it would have pulled up immediately with the first six and last four numbers. But with the last four numbers, it pulls me and you can have the same four last numbers, but it's not pulling up no records under your first and last name with that, the four numbers that you have provided me with.
Well, I don't understand your logic, but you are all day gadget at 888-203-7563.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Like I have advised you, we have more than 300 companies. with more than 300 lines.
Well,
so we cannot provide
give
you.
Give me the phone number for all
I cannot.
Gadget.
Please advise your financial institution to give us a call.
Yes,
and
I
we'll,
certainly will.
Okay. At the moment, I will be moving on to my next.
Around. Bye.
Please advise your financial institution.